RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Carvana's so easy, just a click, and we've got ourselves a car. See?
So many cars. That's a clicktastic inventory.
And check out the financing options. Payments to fit our budget. I mean, that's...
Clickonomics 101.
Delivery to our door?
Just a hop, skip, and a click away.
And bought.
No better feeling than when everything just... clicks. Buy your car today on...
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
KKWF and KKWF HD1, Seattle, Tacoma. 100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker at Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. Yesterday, we learned that repossession specialist Nathan makes $92,000 a year. All right, on the phone this morning is Tisha, who lives in Auburn. Good morning, Tisha. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
Fantastic. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in, by the way, for Share Your Salary.
Yeah, absolutely.
And by the way, Tisha has a really cool-sounding job. Aerospace buyer. Like, she's buying aerospace. That's
she's
awesome.
Buying all of the aerospace.
She's buying space stuff.
Whoa.
I got satellites over there. You know, what do you need? What do you got? All right, Tisha. So we honestly don't really know what that means, but we're going to put a minute on the clock and just ask you a lot of questions, try to figure out what you do. And yeah, at the end of the day, how much money you make. So, you know, after we play that song, we'll come back. We're all guests, and then you're going to share your salary. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right, Tisha in Auburn, the aerospace buyer. Boy, this is good. We're going to have to be good here, Gabe. We're going to have to be on our A game.
We're going to have to be good, Matt.
That's what I said. We're going to have to be good.
I'm reiterating your words.
Oh, okay. All right, good. All right, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, on your mark, get set, and go.
What exactly do you do?
I purchase materials or parts or anything that goes on an aircraft to build it.
Okay. Can you say who you work for?
Sekasui.
Have you purchased any new plug doors recently?
No. No.
How long have you had this job, Tisha?
This job I've had about 2 years, but I've been in the industry for about 18 years.
What kind of certification do you have to have?
I have my AA degree, but really no certification. I think it's just job training for the most part for as many years as I've been in it.
So what else did you do in the industry before you had this job?
I used to sell aerospace-grade metal.
Are you married?
Oh. No.
Do you have any desire to get another job?
No.
Yeah, that's going to be it right there. All right, not too bad, not too shabby. I think we got an overview of what you do there. Tisha in Auburn, the aerospace buyer. All right, before we find out how much he makes, because she's going to tell us, let's all play the game and guess. If you would like to do that, just text in right now, 253-642-WOLF. Put your name and where you live on that text, please, because, you know, we're going to use your text as our guesses. We'd love to give you credit on the air for helping out. So it's interactive. Make sure you text in. If you can hang out for 3 minutes, Tisha is going to share her salary coming up next.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Tisha in Auburn, and she is an aerospace buyer. Gabe, what did we just learn about Tisha? Like, what does that mean?
She purchases airplane parts. No plug doors recently, okay?
Yeah, nobody wants those. We're good.
She's been there for 2 years, but she's been in the industry for 18. She she does have her AA degree. Before that, she sold aerospace metal. And she has no desire to quit. And she's not married.
Okay. Captain Ron, you were the winner the last time we played, so you're up.
Okay. This one is really hard, but I think aerospace says money, but she's not an engineer or anything. It sounds like she just does like kind of the blue collar work in that industry. Mm-hmm. But she's been doing it for a long time. So I'm going to say 95, and that's from Paul in Sammamish.
All right. 95 would be a pretty sweet living, Gabe. Are you thinking higher or lower?
I'm thinking a little bit higher. Like Trenton and Puyallup said, there's lots of money in aerospace. So I'm going to go with 120. I'm thinking maybe she drives like a Tessie.
I don't know. A Tessie? Like a Tesla?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I heard her giggle. Good luck starting that in cold weather.
Okay.
All right. Listen, I think she's a beauty. I love her energy. I love her fire, her passion. But I don't think she's just getting paid what you are. And I'm going to agree with Dump Trucker Jay here. I think it's a great living. But I don't agree that I think aerospace is money, but I think you're doing some inventory stuff there. So I'm going to go with Dump Trucker Jay. He said 78 for the aerospace buyer. So I'm going to bring it down to earth. Okay, pun intended. So our guesses are 78, 95, and 120, but that really doesn't matter. We all want to find out what Tisha in Auburn is making as an aerospace buyer. Time to share your salary.
118.
Oh, my word!
Wow.
Woo! Atlanta! Man, no wonder you don't want another job, Tisha.
Nice. Do you drive a Tessie?
I don't. Oh. I don't.
Okay.
What do you drive?
I drive a 2023 Mercedes GLB.
So who are you buying parts from? Like I had you got going through like a Sears catalog with a headset on. You're obviously, you have a pretty important job.
Yeah. So it's a manufacturing house. So we manufacture parts for different types of aircraft. Different types of industries, not just commercial, but like military and all sorts of things like that. So it's not like an inventory clerk person. It's like high contract type work.
Oh, wow. That's really cool. And I'm sure you're sick of people asking you about this, but when all the stuff happened with the plug door, like Gabe was bringing up earlier, the Alaska Airlines thing, are you kind of giggling because you know exactly what happened before we did?
We do get the flow down, but we kind of find out when everybody else does in terms of the details and things like that. So,
yeah. I just meant it took us a minute to figure out what flew off the plane because we didn't know that there were plug doors. We just assumed the X's were X's and the other things weren't.
Yeah, I mean, we've got to remember it's man doing the work still. You know, people still make errors and things like that. But I think Alaska is probably the safest airline to fly right now.
There you go.
Wait, I have a question.
We'll always back Alaska, always back Boeing. Mm-hmm. Home team.
Yeah.
Is there a specific reason why you don't own a home? Is it just like the price of homes or are you in between places or, you know?
Oh, I don't think anybody asked me that, but I do own a home.
Oh, maybe yeah. I said you weren't married. I don't know.
No, you said if you asked me if I was married. And
very different, Gabe.
Well, somebody, it threw me off. Someone texted in, how does she not own a home?
Yeah, I own a home. I have a fiance, and we own a home together.
Oh.
Well, congratulations on that, Tisha.
Thanks.
And congrats on you being successful and having a great career and, for listening to The Wolf. These are all things that you should put on your resume.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I love listening to you guys.
You're the best, Tisha. Listen, have a wonderful day, and, thanks again.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.